Corruption Watch today released its Transparency in Corporate Reporting South Africa 2020 report in partnership with independent London-based think tank ODI and the National Business Initiative. It examines the corporate governance practices and levels of 100 South African corporates. These include publicly listed and non-listed companies. The report also scores these companies' performance. Well, to share some of the findings and to remind us why transparency is important in the first place, I'm joined on the line by Gugu McLaren-Ushiwokunze. She's the head of social transformation at the National Business Initiative. Thanks very much, Gugu, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you. What yardsticks does the report use to measure the extent of a company's transparency levels or otherwise?
So the report is based on quite an extensive and comprehensive methodology that builds on Transparency International's approach. This is the second report. We did one, Corruption Watch did one in 2016, so it builds on that. And it looks across a host of different indicators, 66 indicators, mainly focused on anti-corruption, but also looking at other aspects of business. So it really builds on existing methodology and best practice, but also our own methodology as researchers.
Yeah. So among the top five transparent companies identified in the report were RMB, First Rand, City Lodge, Exxaro Resources and Standard Bank. What was it that you found to be, you know, that these companies were generally doing that made them leaders of the pack, so to speak?
So as you've said, the report really is around levels of transparency and how much information companies share around their efforts around anti-corruption. And so our measurement is really to see how much information does a company share with us and the depth of it. And so these companies have gone beyond what most companies have done in terms of how much they're willing to share, how much information they provide, and the detail and depth they go into when talking about their anti-corruption approaches.
Now, the Transparency in Corporate Reporting report looks at both the publicly listed and non-listed companies, but generally finds that the unlisted companies don't do so well in their measure. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think that's a function of what listed companies have to adhere to. I think in the South African context, from a reporting point of view, listed companies have significantly more requirements that they have to meet. The King Code is an example, JSE requirements, etc. And so there is a lot more that goes into the level of transparency and the level of reporting that non-listed companies would have to adhere to.
Are there any particular sectors that do better than others when it comes to being more transparent and in touch with their stakeholders?
Yes. So according to our study, we found that the top performing sectors included retail, tourism and finance, insurance and real estate. So kind of matching what you've highlighted as the top five companies. And I think that's also a function of the nature of the business and the kind of regulatory environment that they operate in.
And then at the very bottom range, the laggards, what industries don't do so well?
So I feel bad saying this on the radio, but media doesn't do very well in this space. And that's one of the things. So we found, like you said, that non-listed companies not done well. But one of the things that really was brought out was independent media, Prime Media Arena, that are listed in, and you'll see the details within the report. But media came out strongly within that. So some work to do in that space.
So what's the best way for a corporate, whether they're listed or they're private, to show that they're serious around matters of anti-corruption?
I think that there is a need for some real thoughtful reporting. I think moving away from kind of putting information in there because the belief that stakeholders want to just see it, but really to go in depth and talk about what is meaningful for a company, what does a company believe in, and share not just the good elements, but also the tricky elements. I think if we look at the private sector, over the past few years, there's been a number of cases that have kind of illustrated that there are some things that we have to be quite open about when it comes to issues of corruption. And so let's open it up and have a very meaningful articulation of a company stance when it comes to a very critical issue in South Africa.
Now, we know that the King IV rules, which speak to good corporate governance. They are voluntary rules, but many of the companies in the publicly listed companies, do adhere to them, and they incorporate them in their practices, and they do those integrated reports, basically speaking to the issues of ESG, environment, social and governance. Presumably, it would be also a good idea for private companies to do this. We do have very big private companies that affect a lot of stakeholders. And then you have small private companies for which this is probably quite a laborious and costly task.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. I think that there is a real opportunity for private-owned companies to learn from and to meet the standards of publicly listed companies in terms of the level of transparency and reporting. I think that it's important around how we communicate with stakeholders, and that's important whether you're private or publicly listed. So I think there's huge opportunity to learn from the top performers and improve the way that we're communicating and talking about critical issues.
Do you think that the fact that most companies have easy access to the internet is one way for them to go, especially your smaller companies that really don't have the resources? And who's going to police this anyway if we really insist that companies become more transparent? The JSC is able to police the companies that are listed on its exchange, but who would be able to police companies in the private sector, for example?
Yeah. So to your first point, I do think that there are a number of resources that are available that guide best practice on reporting. So those are easily accessible and quite easy to integrate into your reporting. In terms of who will be a watchdog, well, I think this came up in our panel discussion at the launch today around all of us playing a role in doing that. So obviously this report does that to some extent, but also as clients, as customers of companies, of investors, shareholders, we all need to be working to hold companies accountable on these kinds of issues.
There's an ongoing myth that it's the public sector which is the preserve of corruption and malfeasance. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, this issue is everywhere, and we have seen evidence of it in high profile cases in the private sector. What ultimately needs to happen to improve the conduct of corporates, both publicly and privately?
So I think that reflecting on our engagements with our member companies at the NBI, there has been this recognition that while for a long time, as you say, you know, people believed that it was a public sector concern, but clearly it's not. I think that there is a willingness to address these issues and to deal with them. I think that firstly, you know, reporting is one element around transparency, but supporting that with policies that are reflected in practice as well as critical. And there are examples of companies that have shared the processes that they have undergone quite openly. You were talking about EOH earlier when before I joined the call.
Yes.
We recently had a dialogue with the CEO around the lessons learned and what is happening within that organization to change. Those are all available for us to learn from and to address. And I think there has to be a collective commitment from companies in the private sector to deal with anti-corruption, because we know the impact it has socially, economically, and in our context, it's something that we can't allow to continue.
Yes. Now, it's great you and I, we have this conversation when you've released a report of this importance. But then, you know, one always fears that there's that danger that, you know, the day passes and then it's over. Who do you hope is going to engage with this document? Is it policymakers? Do you hope that they use these kind of documents in order to better inform their policy decisions?
So that is definitely correct. In our recommendations, we have highlighted the need for tighter regulations when it comes to the level of transparency. So that's definitely one element of it. But the other things that we're working on to deepen the support that we give to companies in this journey is an in-company pilot study to really understand what goes on within companies and what you need to put in place to protect yourself against these things. And that kind of very practical guidance, I think, will help a lot of companies in ensuring that they're thinking through everything that they need to be doing to prevent corruption taking place.
Gugu, thank you so much for your time there. That was Gugu McLaren Ushuwokunze. She's the head of social transformation at the National Business Initiative.